Morning. Boynton County Board of Supervisors, December 31st, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Just getting ready for all the budget hearings.
Thanks, Terry. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Just getting ready. We have a pretty busy month for jury trials in January, so we're just getting busy, ready to do those.
Brett Grimshaw, Chief Deputy, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
Good morning. Nothing for the board today. Just Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Rodney Huesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Nothing new to report today.
Janelle Navarro, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just, motor vehicle keeps us hopping, so we're just keeping busy.
Doug Irvine, Correctional Center Administrator.
Good morning. Everything's going good. Population's still staying right at around that 100 mark. I think it's 103 this morning, but should have four or five leaving, so. Just keeping busy, working on the budget, getting things squared away.
Thank you. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Working on budgets also. We still have an opening in our general assistance. The internal posting has been out for over a week now, so I can do an external posting. We didn't have any candidates so far, so I'm going to take it to Workforce Development Center and get it online on our county website and start looking for an external candidate.
Okay. Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Just working on budget, and our seasonal positions will be posted here pretty quick. I think we've got our that six-month part-time-ish position is posted online right now. That will usually start about April or so. And then our interns, our summer intern positions, I think those will be posted next week. So, you know, anybody that's looking for a conservation internship, we'll have positions coming open right about now and through about January, February is when kind of all those seasonal positions get posted around the state. So if you know somebody that's looking to get into this line of work, there's a lot of opportunities within county conservation statewide to get into. So best place to look is mycountyparks.com. Almost all county conservation employment is posted there.
Mycountyparks.com.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris. Ryan Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Not a whole lot. Had some pretty decent weather. Got a couple inches of rain, so that was softened things up. But otherwise, things are going good. Guys are still ditching, and eventually I assume it'll turn cold, but we'll keep doing some stuff until then. So.
Thank you. Jared Lasser, Land Use.
We have a subdivision currently out for review. At the moment, we're in the midst of updating the ordinances. It's always interesting when you come up with a list of things you notice day-to-day enforcement of the ordinance and that makes sense to change. Then you actually go in and start looking through it in more detail, and you start spotting more things that are related to one another. And it's interesting. The more time you spend with it, you get used to what the intent of some of these things were that don't make quite as much sense, and then you figure out what you need to do to move it around, and it makes sense. So it's after this much time getting started on this, it's satisfying to get to see that start to take shape. So we'll still got quite a bit of work left. So over the next couple of months, we'll keep formalizing those drafts, and then have something to bring forward to the zoning commission in the case of the subdivision and 2 mile zoning, and then we'll also be meeting with the floodplain development board for some, not as much with the floodplain ordinance, but possibly a few updates there as well. So, nothing else today.
There's an old saying or proverb or something, you don't eliminate or change rule until you know what it was supposed to do.
Right. Yeah, it really helps to get some perspective, because at first glance, sometimes it's not quite clear why that was even a thing in the first place.
We just taught that. Whoops.
That was a proverb.
What?
That was a proverb.
Well, an old saying, proverb. I've just heard it a number of times. I've heard all sorts of things a number of times you don't want to hear about.
The key takeaway is a lot of that's, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's just changed, not substantively changed, but just moved around and make it formatted better so it makes more sense. It's easier to read, so.
Thanks, Jared. Did I miss anybody? Correspondence. You gentlemen have any correspondence?
No.
I see there's to our neighboring landowners, you are being notified that ITC Midwest LLC, ITC Midwest, with its principal place of business at 123 5th Street Southeast, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is proposing to rebuild approximately 6.61 miles from an existing 69 kV transmission line in Des Moines County, Iowa, due to age and condition of the line. An informational meeting will be held at 5:30 p.m. on February 6, 2020 at Mediapolis City Hall, 510 Main Street, Mediapolis, Iowa. Details of the project will be presented at the meeting along with the summary of the legal rights of affected landowners. Time will also be allocated to answer questions about the project. The meeting should last approximately 1 hour. If inclement weather occurs that day, such that local schools are closed, the meeting will be held at 5:30 p.m. on February 13th at the same location. Your receipt of this notice indicates that property in which you may have an interest will be affected by the location and construction of the proposed transmission line. Enclosed with the letter is the informational meeting notice with a map generally showing the corridor within which ITC Midwest may relocate the proposed line, as well as the initial proposed route for the line. The final route may change and will be determined when easement negotiations with landowners are complete and the Iowa Utility Board has approved the project. Under Iowa law, ITC Midwest is not allowed to negotiate easements before the meeting on February 6, 2020. Please join us at the meeting for additional discussions regarding the purpose, timing, and routing of the proposed line. We would also appreciate a call or email from you prior to January 3rd, 2020, giving us the names and addresses of any persons residing on the potentially affected property that may not own an interest in the property, such as a tenant farmer. ITC Midwest is required to notify persons residing on the property and must do so no later than 30 days prior to the informational meeting. The notification must be through certified mail with return receipt requested. Please call Julie Ernst at 563-239-2329 with the tenant information or email her. Please contact Jacob Schick at 319-297-6816 if you have any questions concerning this notice prior to the meeting. Sincerely, Tom Peterson, Director of Corporate Communications, ITC. This correspondence will be on file and available for review in the auditor's office. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have approval of official newspapers for 2020. We have requests from the Mediapolis News, the Des Moines County News, and the Hawkeye to be continued as official newspapers for 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have the 2020 board committee assignments.
And Tom, I think they all basically stay the same, except they did add the Southeast Iowa Regional, what is that, the Riverboat Commission?
The Southeast Iowa Regional Riverboat Commission. I'm a, I'm currently the member on that as a, as an ex officio non-voting. Yeah, they are the same. Does anybody want me to go through these committee assignments?
No.
They're fascinating.
I have them.
Okay.
So, second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Now we'll get into the good stuff. We had approval of the weed commissioner certification. We have the weed commissioner's contact, Jeff Chase. I believe Mr. Carter's familiar with Mr. Chase.
Yes.
As the weed commissioner for 2020. Mr. Chase is an employee of Secondary Roads.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
That's a yearly thing, this stream, but it doesn't remember it. If you're around next year, we'll be doing the exact same thing, so.
And we have approval of the weed commissioner's report. Does anyone like this red?
No.
Move to approve.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
I'll gladly make a copy for anybody that wants that.
You didn't even give me a chance to respond to that.
That means you got rid of all the Canadian stuff and something. Damn real blacktop.
I don't know, we plant them up there.
We have a Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee for the Two Rivers Festival at Barn on the Ridge.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the 19th Centennial, 19th Amendment Centennial Commemoration Proclamation. This appears to be a long one. Whereas in 1848, people gathered together in Seneca Falls, New York, and cited the unfairness of depriving women of the right to vote. And whereas the fight for women's suffrage, from the first Women's Rights Convention to enfranchisement, lasted more than 72 years with women from all walks of life, political views, and demographic backgrounds asking for the right to voice their opinions at the poll. And whereas Iowa women by the thousands advocated for the right to vote and suffragists nationwide turned to public education and persuasion. They held conferences, campaigned, lobbied, marched, pleaded, petitioned, and suffered public disdain, violent opposition, and prison. And whereas suffragists pushed for a single constitutional amendment granting female suffrage on the federal level, dubbed the Susan B. Anthony Amendment, and whereas Carrie Chapman Catt led the national movement, meeting with President Woodrow Wilson to secure his support for suffrage in light of women's contributions during World War I, and whereas it took male allies to support women in their endeavor to vote, for it was sons, husbands, and fathers who ultimately heard the calls of women, and the House of Representatives took a historic vote on May 21st, 1919, followed by the Senate on June 4th, 1919, and three-fourths of the states needed to ratify the 19th Amendment. Whereas Iowa was the 10th state to ratify the 19th Amendment on July 2nd, 1919, and Tennessee was the 36th state to ratify the 19th Amendment, making it the law of the land on August 26th, 1920, whereby millions of women were enfranchised. And whereas the introduction, passage, and ultimate ratification of the 19th Amendment were the culmination of decades of work and struggle by advocates for the rights of women across the United States. And whereas the ratification of the 19th Amendment ensured women could more fully participate in our democracy and fundamentally change the role of women in the civic life of our nation. And whereas most of the women who began asking for the right to vote never lived to see the enfranchisement of women, and whereas the daughters, granddaughters, and great-granddaughters of the women who fought so hard to vote have been making their voices heard at the polls for nearly 100 years, whereas women are running for office in unprecedented numbers, many current politicians, both male and female, remember that they follow in the footsteps of these great suffragists. And whereas the centennial anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment represents a historical milestone to be lauded and celebrated, now therefore be it resolved that Des Moines County, one, commemorates the 100th anniversary of the passage and ratification of the 19th Amendment, providing for women's suffrage to the Constitution of the United States, two, honors the role of the ratification of the 19th Amendment in further promoting the core values of our democracy as promised by the Constitution of the United States. Three, reaffirms the opportunity for people in the United States to learn about and commemorate the efforts of the women's suffrage movement and the role of women in our democracy. And four, reaffirms the desire of Des Moines County citizens to continue strengthening democratic participation and to inspire future generations to cherish and preserve the historic precedent established under the 19th Amendment. Therefore, citizens of Des Moines County shall enjoy the freedom of voter participation, continue to fight for voting rights for all citizens, celebrates this important milestone by proclaiming calendar year 2020 to be the 19th Amendment Centennial Commemoration.
All right, ladies.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
I can't imagine what them women went through back then. Terrible. I know a lot of women's a lot smarter than I am.
So do I.
They're all sitting right in here, too.
No remarks, Bob.
Sorry about that, Jim.
Hard-fought battle. They succeeded.
Yeah.
So, for that, we're grateful. We have Des Moines County's response to the AFSCME proposal about 2 weeks ago. Is there a representative from AFSCME here? Okay, we will email that to them then. I'll go ahead and get pass them over there now. We have just sit. I don't move very fast up here. You may have noticed. Yeah, there's a copy of that for each of them. Even that didn't, and there's a copy here for them. And you'll email that then today to Amber. Yeah, that's true.
I'd like to get a copy of that too.
You want to put this down as receipt?
What?
I'll stamp this as receipt.
Yeah, I probably should. Two personnel actions for the Correctional Center. We have Tucker Holtz, part-time correctional officer, a six-month step increase. The previous rate was $12.63 an hour. The new rate is $15.37 an hour. And Hillary May, a full-time correctional officer, a 12-month step increase. The previous rate was $38,547.95. Her new rate will be $39,522.03 a year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. have reports. We have the jail statistics for November 2019, and we have the cost advisory services allocation plan. Cost advisory services is there's a company that comes in here, and they audit overhead, and then they allocate that overhead, like the DHS. You know, we use on overhead on to keep some of their, you know, funding anyway, and it uses so much overhead. So then they tell us how much we can bill DHS, and they said there might be another one besides DHS. But anyway, that's an annual event. So the so these will both be on file and available in the auditor's office for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of December 17th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Sorry.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Is there any other business?
No.
Future agenda items?
There'll be plenty.
Yeah. Committee reports.
Didn't have any.
I don't recall any either.
I had none. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please rise and give us your name and address for the record. See no one rise.
I did have one committee meeting.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, that was the week before Christmas.
So, no, I have nothing to report.
Okay. Save us a meeting in 2 days. We'll have organization of the board for 2020, and I'll turn that over to Des Moines County Auditor Terry Johnson.
Okay, we're going to organize the board for fiscal year, for calendar year 2020, and we need nominations for chair.
I nominate Tom Broker because he has done such an outstanding job for chair, and I nominate Jim Carrey for vice chair.
On the thing with Tom Broker,
you got beat. You got outsmarted.
Second for both.
I guess. Okay. That's what he.
So all nominations cease, so now we'll take it to a vote.
Year, didn't it?
For Tom Broker as chair and Jim Carrey as vice chair. Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Okay, we have our board set for
Bob's got a lot of experience.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure serving with you. And I'd like to say to our department heads, thank you for a year's worth of hard work and worry. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to have people you can get along with and try to do the best for the people put in. And all of you do an outstanding job. Really appreciate it.
I would
agree with him too.
I would echo those remarks. Thank you for the you do an outstanding job, and the citizens of Des Moines County are fortunate to have all of you, so, and Happy New Year. So, unless there are any objections, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Anybody motion?